Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to FMFC's Blog Talk Radio,
Commanding Your Morning Prayer and Worship Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. And again, thank you for tuning in to the radio show. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. Leave us your prayer request so that we may cover you in prayer. Again, this is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning Prayer and Intercessory Prayer, Praise and Worship Show. We will cover your prayers. We will add our faith to yours. We pray about your personal issues, local issues, national issues, international issues as well. We take them before the throne of Christ. We just praise and worship together. Amen. So again, thank you for tuning in. We're going to jump right in with our opening prayer. And that prayer is almost the same every week, that God would open our spiritual eyes, pour light into our hearts so that we may know and actually see and know who God is and the power that he's given us. Amen. So let's go ahead and get started. Start with a little just praise and worship. Give God some praise. Give God some worship, some thanksgiving this morning. Amen. He's awakened us to see another day. Many went to sleep last night. They opened their eyes and did not wake up in the land of the living. Amen. So let's go ahead and just give God praise. Father, we just thank you. We praise your holy name. Father, we magnify your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Father. We magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. The glory is yours, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. 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 We magnify your name. We give you praise this morning. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father, for we have received salvation. Father, we want to thank you, O Heavenly Father, because many closed their eyes and went to sleep. They made plans for today, Father. Hallelujah. They set alarms on their phones and their alarm clocks, Father. They put notations in their phones to remind them of things that they were going to do today, Father, but they did not awaken the land of the living. But Father, you woke us up, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we did not receive calls of calamity, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. You gave your angels charge over us, Father. Hallelujah, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We give you praise this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 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 Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. You are truly worthy of our praise, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. We magnify and uplift and praise your holy name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Father, you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation, Father, that gives us a deep and personal intimate insight in the true knowledge of you. For we know you, Father, through the Son. And we pray, Father, we pray and decree and declare, Father, that the eyes of our hearts, Father, the very center and core of our being, Father, may be enlightened, flooded with light by the Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, your people, Father, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is and who is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places. Father, we thank you that we sit at this right hand with him, Father. Father, far above all rule and authority and a power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. Father, we just thank you and give you praise, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we bind up technical difficulties this morning, Father. Holy Spirit, we give way to you. We ask that we decrease so that you may increase during this time and in our lives. Father, we just thank you, O Heavenly Father. You are the shepherd, Father, and we are the sheep, Father, and we release control back to you, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to forgive us, Father, for any transgressions, Father, we may have committed, any transgression and sins we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly. And, Father, we confidently, Father, stand in forgiveness, Father, for you are faithful to forgive and forget, Father, any sins and transgressions. And we thank you and praise you, Father. We thank you and magnify your name, Father, for, again, you have made us white as snow. Father, we are your righteousness, Father. Hallelujah. We are the righteousness of the Father. We are the righteousness of the Creator. Hallelujah. We thank you. Praise your name. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. We uplift and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor. We uplift and magnify your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Father, all these words we have decreed, Father, they are so in Jesus' mighty name. We say amen, amen, and amen. Again, thank you again for tuning in to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning radio show. Please visit our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please like the page. Leave your prayer requests. Again, this is an intercessory prayer show. We want to cover your prayer requests. We want to add our faith to yours. Amen. The Bible says that if two of us on earth agree on anything as in touching, it will be done for us by the Father in heaven. And that is Matthew 18:18, if I'm correct. Amen. So please go like the page. You can keep up with what the ministry is doing. God a lot of times gives us a word, so we'll post that word on the page, amen. And also, you can keep up with the ministry as well. It looks like we might be having a little technical difficulty. Hopefully we are not. And my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell, will be on the line. Deaconess, can you hear me?
Yes, Pastor. Can you hear me, Pastor Monte?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Welcome back.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay.
Praise
good
God.
Morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you,
morning.
Jesus.
Amen. Has the Lord put anything on your heart to pray for this morning?
Yes, man of God. I definitely want to continue to cover those that cover us. I feel like I want to just cover those in leadership. I know we pray every time, but just to make certain that that we target that this morning and understand, just pray for the thoughts of God, that they have them, that we have them towards leadership, that we understand how that, based on how God sees it, how that flows.
Amen. Amen. Well, woman of God, I will leave it in your capable hands, and please take us to the throne of grace.
Praise God. Father God, we just thank you. Thank you for this morning, Father God. We love you. 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 God, we just thank you for every prayer that has gone forth, every decree and every declaration. Everything, God, that you've been doing and that you're going to do, God, we thank you. We thank you, Korabadiriyasi. We thank you for this day. As your son said, it was not promised to us, as it already has been prayed. It was not promised that you that we would wake up, but God, literally, you did it. Father God, so we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to have one more day to do what you've given us to do on this earth, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God, we ask that you would continually search our hearts. Right now we ask, Holy Spirit, search us. Search us if there is anything in us that is not like you, God. Any korabade, anything that has not pleased you, anything that was not like you, anything that does not line up with your thoughts about us, about the people around us, about leadership, God, we ask right now, God. Thank you, God. We ask, rather than you say, we ask right now that you would forgive us. God, we repent. We repent in the name of Jesus. We repent for any negative thought, any negative confession, any way that we said or did something. We ask right now that you would search us, God. And God, if we held anyone in unforgiveness, if we held any leader, we call about Steve. If we held any boss, any pastor, anybody over us, the president, God, we're asking that you would forgive us. Forgive us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive us, God. You said if we don't forgive, God, that you won't forgive us. And God, you said that you want to heal the land, but we must first turn from our wicked ways. We must first forgive, God, and humble ourselves. So, God, we come right now doing it in the name of our seed, believing you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you on today for leadership. God, we cry out right now for leadership on every level and every way. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you said that we are to pray for those that have rule over us. You Sunday, that there might be peace in the land. So God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just lift up those in leadership over us. We lift up our aldermen, God. We lift of all the wards in all Chicago, aldermen in all the different cities in the United States. We lift Robade Kande for Chicago. We lift up Rahm Emanuel in the mighty name of Jikorabade. We lift up Rounder before you, God, in the name of Jesus. We're calling their name, Karabashandidibosi. We're calling their names out, God, because right now we're seeking peace. Peace in Chicago. Pikorabasa. Piko Mande Robasi. Peace in the cities, peace in the nation, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if we do not pray, there will not be peace. So God, we call their names out. Roba, Kande, Koshende, Osanda, Ikorobo, Shedidiasa. God, we're asking that you would download wisdom and revelation, spiritual knowledge and insight on what to do. give them download, Father God. Even if they don't know what a download is, we come against this unity. We rebuke it. We rebuke this unity. We rebuke this unity in our government system that we're trying to keep the things that need to come forth from coming forth in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we need you on today. We need you on today. We need Korabas Sunday. We need you in Springfield, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you in D.C. We need you in the synagogue. We need you in the house. God, speak Sunday. Invade the dreams of Donald Trump. Invade the dreams of his cabinet. Invade them in the name of Jesus. We're not talking about politics. We're talking about government. And God, we believe your government has a rule over every government in the mighty name of Jesus. Your government is higher than every government on this nation and every nation on every earth in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, we believe you today. We decree, that you are God, and you hold the king's heart in your hand, and you direct it whichever way you want it to go. You are God. You are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord, Rabasi. You are Lord, God. You are Lord. You direct the hearts of governors, of Senate leaders, of cabinet members, any way you want it to go, of the mayor, of the governor, in the mighty, of the CPS board leaders, in the mighty name of Jesus. You hold the hands of authority in your hand. Their hearts are in your hand, and you turn them. And God, we thank you on today. We thank you. We thank you because you are just. And you said if we keep praying, it will happen. Thank you, Jesus. Your word says that the unjust judge, that he didn't fear God nor man. But because that widow kept praying and kept coming, he had to give her what she was asking for. So God, we thank you. Because you are a just King and Lord. So we come before you, and we thank you, God, and we make our requests known, and we declare to every spirit and heavenly places that is not like God, we come against you now. We come against wickedness. We come against the spirit of Mama, Ra, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every unjust system. We pull it down now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for justice in the land. Thank you for justice in the land. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. And God, we thank you for those that are our spiritual heads. We lift them up on today. We thank you for our pastors. We thank you for our prophets, our evangelists, our teachers, our evangelists. Thank you for our apostles, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Apostle Overton in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for all wisdom, all knowledge in the spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you that even in the natural, God, that you continue to give her knowledge and wisdom on the things that are needed to push forth the kingdom. And God, we thank you for every throne room encounter, God, where she is in your presence receiving downloads, wisdom, and revelation. God, we thank you for favor in the mighty name of Jesus. And we plead a blood barrier of Jesus Christ all around her, a blood barrier of Jesus all around her, God. We release angels on this morning to encamp around her. We release angels in her atmosphere to fight on her behalf. Her enemy is rendered powerless this morning, we decree it. She has dominion over every enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We record our body. We lift up all the apostles in Chicago. The men of God that have your heart. Father God, we lift them up all in Chicago and the Chicagoland area. Father God, in the name
name of Jesus. Continue to release your wisdom, strategies, and dialogue. Your generals are called by name. Your generals are in the field, God. They're waiting for their command. We rebuke the spirit of disunity. And God, we thank you for unity being released, that these leaders can come together, Robadadade, and get the plans of heaven on how to execute them in the earth. Father God, we thank you. We bind on earth this unity because you've already bound it in heaven. Thank you, God. And we lose unity on earth with these apostolic leaders because you've already lost in heaven. We thank you for the strategy that has been released, God. Because we know that, Father God, whatever you give us from heaven is going to work on earth. We thank you because we know that there won't be no more children shot. We rebuke the devil on this moral bullshit. We rebuke the devil on this morning. There will not be any more children shot while they're in their schoolyard. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. God, we thank you. Thank you for justice in the Chicago Police Department. We thank you that you hold those men in your hand and you turn their hearts. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God, we thank you and we praise you. Continue to release your presence all upon your spiritual leaders, God, and give them all that they need to lead your people. And we thank and praise you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, woman of God, for that prayer, those decrees and declares. Again, thank you so much. We have a caller on the line. Let's take his call.
Thanks, God.
Caller, can you hear us? Caller, can you hear us?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good
Hi.
Morning. Who do we have calling
good
this?
Good morning.
Chantella.
Good morning, Sister Chantella. How are you this morning? Praise God. Praise God. And did you have a prayer request?
Yes. I'm just praying that I can finish up. This is my last weekend to finish up school. And I need to get that done. And most of all, that I feel like I'm being attacked spiritually, and I'm in my word, but I'm just praying that God increases my faith and my wisdom and arm me with the armor of God so that I can have scripture readily available when those attacks come upon me.
Amen. Amen. Well, allow me to give some pastoral instruction, because God has already done those things. He's given you a measure of faith. Every man, woman, child is given a measure of faith. The thing is, how have we directed that faith? We many times believe in the ways of this world, and that's why the Bible tells us that we can't serve two masters. So we have to release this way, this world system for God's system. So there has to be a changing of the guard, so to speak. As far as faith goes, well, of course, God gives us the instruction to increase our faith. And it's directly proportionate to the amount of word that you take in, because the scriptures tell us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, which means if my faith is low, then I need to increase my intake of God's word and even the understanding. So many times you might want to read a scripture in different Bibles, so you can get a better understanding of what God is saying in his word. You also want to meditate in that word. And many times that's just repeating that word, reading it over and over, repeating that word. It's all going to pay off. So it's not like I'm reading 23rd Psalms. If I read 23rd Psalms 10 times, or I put it down and I come back later on in the day and I pick up 23rd Psalms again. God is going to speak through that word. And you're going to begin to get revelation. And you may go back 2 weeks later and read that same scripture and meditate on it. And the word meditate means to keep repeating, keep uttering, keep saying over and over in the Hebrew. So you want to, again, meditate in the word once you get revelation, then move on. The Bible is a message to the sons and daughters of God. It's also who God is. So it's, and that's why it's the living word, because it's the word, it's the essence, it's the spirit of a living God. So you want, because it lives, it doesn't change, but it has depth. It's going to feel like it changes because you're just getting more intimate into knowing your Heavenly Father. So this is why we read the Bible all of our lives. The more we get to know our Father, the more we have faith in Him, the more trust we have in His promises, His words, and His laws and statutes. So this is the reason why faith comes by hearing. If you look at it in relationship to a natural father, the more you spend time with that natural father or anyone, you begin to know them better. You begin to know what you can depend on them for. And the same with God. The more you get into His word, the more you'll realize His truth, and the firmer that the belief in His word will become. And that will gird you up for the attacks. He's already given you the armor of God. And again, that's staying in that word, because through reading the word, you're going to realize that God has already equipped me for spiritual attacks. And we also need to be strategic in spiritual attacks. And I'm sorry, we also need to be strategic in spiritual attacks because they're war. So you want to always have a partner you can call on the phone and say, hey, I need you to be in agreement with me until you get to the point where you're walking so firmly, you're commanding demons and devils. You're putting devils to the side. Remember when Jesus sent the disciples out, He sent them out in twos, and they had to deal with devils and demons and the enemy. And they said, even the enemy, even demons are subject to us. But God sent them out. Jesus sent them out in two first. He didn't send them out by themselves. So while you're still a little young in God, in Christ, make sure you have someone you can reach out to when you're dealing with spiritual battles. Amen. So
Amen.
I'm going to have Deaconess pray for you, and then I'm going to pray for you as well.
Okay.
Praise God. Praise God. Father God, we just thank You and praise You for the fact that Your daughter continues to believe and know that You are the one who answers prayer. Thank You. God, we're thankful for that, because when we stop praying, we stop seeing the hand of You move. So right now, God, we acknowledge the fact that You are doing mighty things in this woman of God's life. We're thankful for that she's involved in things that are making her better. School is almost coming to an end. So, Father God, we're believing You, that You're continuing to release supernatural strength, Father God, wisdom and revelation on how to continue to press all the way through with a victory in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank You that she is equipped, Father God, with the armor of You. She has the helmet of salvation. She has the breastplate, Father God, of righteousness. She has the belt of truth, God. She's shod in the shoes of the gospel of peace. She has, the shield of faith. Thank You, Jesus. And she also has the word of the Spirit, Father God. She has Your word. She has the sword of the Spirit, Your word. God, we thank You for Your word on today.
We thank you for the ability for her to open your word up and to find out more about you, your promises, and how she can defeat the enemy. We come together on today, touching and agreeing, Father God, knowing that one can send 1,000 to flight and two can send 10,000. So, God, we thank you on this morning. We thank you, Father God, that no notable Sunday, no weapon formed against this woman shall prosper. Thank you, Jesus. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus, in the atmosphere, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Thank you, Jesus. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. Thank you, God. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. We go around the video Sunday. We thank you that there are more with her than are against her. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, around the video Sunday. Even right now, Rababande, I pray that you will open your daughter's eyes to show her, just like the prophet's servant, that there are more with her than are against her. Let her see. Let her get a divine encounter with you and see how many angels have been released to fight alongside of her in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you on today that her victory has already been won in Christ Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, God. And God, we praise you and bless you as she walks out all that you're doing, the victory in her life, day by day through her confession that you are Lord of her life. That you are Lord, that Father God, you've given her every victory as she confesses it day by day. That she can do all things through Christ Jesus. And that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. We thank you for these things on this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you. Father, we praise your holy name. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we just, Father, we thank you, Father, the glory is yours. Father, we thank you, Father, that you have already blessed us, Father, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And, Father, we take ownership of those blessings, Father, and we call them into earthly realms, Father, into physical manifestation. Father, right now, we just uplift your daughter, Father. We decree and declare, Father, she will be successful in school, Father. Father, that her grades will reflect the excellence of you, Father. Father, your glory will be shown, Father, even in her grades, Father, even in the relationships with the teachers. Father, she has a covenant promise, Father, that she is favored, O Heavenly Father, and blessed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we decree and declare that your favor, Father, that goes out before her and surrounds her like a shield, Father, will show like the sun at noonday. Father, we decree and declare, Father, hallelujah, that your blessings, Father, are manifest in her life, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in every attack, Father, every assignment, we cancel it out right now. I speak to every demon that has been assigned to her, every devil that is at work in her life in any shape or form, in any and all arenas. I command you now in the name of Jesus to cease and desist in your attack against the woman of God. For it is written, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. So I command you in the name of Jesus to release your hand off of her now in the mighty name of Jesus. She is blessed and she is highly favored. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, angels, go forth and protect her now. Surround her on all sides. Bear her up in your hands that she won't even dash her foot against a stone. Hallelujah. No weapon, hallelujah, will have prosperity in her life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, no weapon against her will see prosperity. In the mighty name of Jesus, all is well with her. In the name of Jesus, all is well with her. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Her family is well. Her children are well. Her children's children are well. And so on and so on. All is well with her children They walk righteously before the Lord, and they are blessed in their coming. They are blessed in their going, and no devil or demon can harm or hurt or sway or derail their path. In the mighty name of Jesus, and Father, in your Son's mighty name, we decree this so right now. In Jesus' name we say amen, amen. All those in agreement, please say thank you, Lord, and amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your request, woman of God. Please keep us informed to how your progress is going, what's going on in your life. Feel free to call in at any time.
Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Again, this is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors commanding your morning prayer and worship and praise. Intercessory Prayer Radio Show. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page and keep up with the ministry. Post your prayer request. I did have a prayer request. I had a friend that lost her son, and she's probably 45 or so. Our children are supposed to bury us, and we are not to bury our children. I met a young man last night as well who probably doesn't understand that the first commandment with a promise is to honor our mothers and fathers so that our days will be long upon this earth. So we have to teach our children discipline. We have to teach them honor and obedience, because when they walk in disobedience to us, their parents, they could be shortening their own lives. Amen. So I just want to pray for parents that have lost children. I also want to congratulate and pray for every graduate that graduated.
Yes.
Whether it be Head Start, kindergarten, junior high, eighth grade, high school, college, master's program, PhD, or doctorate programs, amen. Let's just thank the Lord for those that are progressing and moving forward, and those that will get it together and progress and move forward.
Amen.
Yes. So, Father God, we just want to uplift, Father, the young lady, Father, that lost her son, Father, and all those, Father, that have lost loved ones, Father. We ask, Father, that you gird them up, Father, that you strengthen them, Father. Father, that your comfort, Father, will surround them, Father, that your angels would bear them up in their hands, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Father, comfort your children. Father, even those that don't know you, Father, they still, Father, need comforting. So, Father, we ask that you comfort those that have lost loved ones, Father. Father, give them hearts, Father, that will receive salvation. Father, send your vineyard workers, O Heavenly Father, to minister, Father, to those that have lost loved ones, those that are lost themselves, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to just see droves and droves of people, Father, finding out who you are, hearing your word, receiving salvation, Father, and their names being written in the book of life, in the Lamb's book of life. Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We ask that you strengthen them up, Father. Raise them up and restore them, Father, a thousandfold, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We uplift our children, Father, the graduates, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Father, that you made a way. Many of their living conditions, Father, are not ideal. But, Father, they push through, Father. Hallelujah. Father, they are running the race that you set before them, Father. So, Father, we ask that you just favor them, Father, bless their every step. Father, lead and guide their every step so their steps will be blessed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, lead and guide them. Give them wisdom. Give them supernatural wisdom. Father, give them insight, Father. Give them dreams, Father. Hallelujah. Father, give them the desire to follow their dreams. Give them hearts, Father, that seek, desire, and pant after you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Open mighty doors for them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them a heart after you, Father. Give them, Father, the mind, for these are the ones that will do mighty exploits in the earth, Father, in your name, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father. And give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, anoint all those around them, Father, so they'll know how to work with them, Father. They'll know how to pour into them, Father, and that they won't be misled, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel out every assignment on their life, Father, every ungodly and demonic assignment on their life. We bind every devil and every demon that would be assigned to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we look for reports, Father. We look for the testimony, Father, hallelujah, of the manifestation of these prayers and decrees that have been made over these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those, Father, that didn't graduate, those that didn't make it, those that fell short for whatever reason, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're decreeing and declaring, Father, an equipping on these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father, that they're going to make it. They're going to do mighty things and mighty exploits in your name, Father, and your glory will be shown. Father, you have established your arm with them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And give your angels charge over them that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, for all is well with them, Father. We decree and declare peace, Father, in their lives, even in the midst of turmoil, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. Give their parents, Father, supernatural wisdom on how to raise them. Give them patience, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Give them temperament. Give them a softness, Father. Let them be able to teach their children, Father, with a spirit of calmness and a spirit of love, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bind up the need, Father, and the desire, Father, to cuss at their children, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Give these parents something to pour into these children, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Father, we bind the spirit of fear and frustration, Father, that has gripped these parents, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we, Father, I speak to every demon and every devil. You will take your hands off these parents in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let your loving spirit engulf these parents now and the children now, Father. Hallelujah. Send your vineyard workers to minister to them, Father, and minister to them in love so they'll know and they'll, Father, they'll have an understanding of what love is and what the spirit of love is, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we decree all these things to be so in your son's mighty name. And we say, Father, it is so in this earth, it is law, and it is so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name.
Thank you, Lord.
Welcome back to, amen. Welcome back to FMFC's Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning radio show. Prayer, Intercessory Prayer, Praise and Worship Show. Thank you for tuning in. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page and leave your prayer requests through the week, questions that you might have, and follow the ministry. Engage the ministry and follow and see what we're doing. Again, we're doing some amazing things in Chicago, praying for the city, going out in the streets, praying for people. We have engaged in a relationship with some other pastors, and we're running a program calling seven pastors for seven blocks. So it's a group of pastors that go out, meet and greet the people in the community. We're shaking their hands, getting to know them. We're praying for them. We're positioning ourselves to be a spiritual resource for the community and the people in it. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going out in the vineyard and we're doing some mighty work through Jesus Christ. So please keep us in prayer. Keep that effort in prayer. Amen. So, again, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. My co-host is Deaconess Angela Campbell. Amen. So keep us in prayer. And, woman of God, we have about 10 minutes. Is there anything on your heart that, well, we have about 5 minutes. Is there anything on your heart that you'd like to express?
Yes, Pastor, I actually like to pray for the fathers. Tomorrow is Father's Day. And I just wanted to pray for them and acknowledge them, and because we have the greatest Abba Father, right? But he gave us all these other fathers. So I just want to pray for you too, Pastor, because you are a father. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Father God, Abba, we just thank you today. Abba, we're so excited because you are our Father every single day, and you are a good Father. Thank you, God. You are a good Father. You are a good Father. And God, we thank you for being a good Father. Abba, we thank you that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son. Thank you that we should not perish but have eternal life. Now, that's an awesome Father that loved us more than we even could even fathom. You loved us before we even loved ourselves. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba. Thank you. We thank you on this Father's Day, Abba, and we thank you for all the fathers that are listening, the fathers that are connected to us, the fathers in the city of Chicago. We thank you for the fathers on today. We thank you for the love of a father. We thank you for their vision. We thank you that a father can see and they speak to our future. While our mothers speak to our now, the fathers speak to our future. So, God, we thank you. We thank you for the wisdom that you've equipped the fathers with. We thank you for the vision you put in their bellies for their children. We thank you for their drive to do the best for their family, God. We thank you because you are the model of a father. God, we thank you for those that don't know how to have a father because they didn't see a father. We thank you, God, that you are the Father. We know, God, that you release those in their midst that can teach them how to father. God, that those that don't know, God, we're believing you that you're going to release mentors that will teach them how to father in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're raising them up with a heart for the Son. Your word says, in those days that the heart of the fathers returned back to the Son, and the heart of the Son is turned back to the fathers. So, God, we thank you for turning hearts of fathers to sons and sons' hearts to their fathers. We thank you. We thank you, God, for wisdom instruction that you're giving them. And, God, we thank you for those fathers that are in the kingdom, in the communities. We thank you for them. Stir them up in the mighty name of Jesus, that they would come alongside these younger fathers and say, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. This is how you raise them. This is how you teach them. This is how you pour into them. This is how you share with them. Don't leave it all for the mama. This is the part that you need to play so that son will know how to be a man. That daughter will know what it means to be loved by a man correctly in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. And God, I thank you for Pastor Melavante. On this day, that I thank you for Pastor Melvin Avante. I thank you for the father that he is and the father he continues to be. Father God, we pray that you will endow him with spiritual insight
Continue to pour out your wisdom, and the mantle and the anointing, God, that's on him, God. Activate it all the more that when he gets in the presence of his own children, Father God, that they will feel a tangible difference. They will pull from the anointing. They'll say, Dad, I need more understanding about this. They already asked, but God, we're asking even the more. And not only will they pull, but they'll apply it in the mighty name of Jesus. God, invade his dreams. Give him open vision on how to raise these children. And not only his children, Father God, but children at the hand, God. When he goes out and he ministers to these young people, God, I pray that you already drop their faces in his prayer time. That he would have a right now word for them that will shift them in position in the name of Jesus. God, we know that the voice of the Father carries weight and authority in the earth.
Hallelujah.
And that's why it cries out by day, quarter, Monday. And that's why the enemy comes from. But God, we thank you. We plead the blood barrier of Jesus Christ all around Melvin Avanti and the fathers of his nation. Father God, we thank you that his word carries weight. We thank you for the weight of his word. Father God, we thank you that when he releases his word because of the authority you've given him as a believer and as a father, Father God, it will shift things. It will shift the children. It will shift the situation. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the sons in the name of Jesus that he has and the more that you're going to add. Thank you. We thank you for those ones. It's like almost like there's three or so other ones that are going to keep drawing. Like there's this drawing that these young men keep having, Pastor Avanti, and God, we thank you for that. We thank you for the word that you have in his belly for them. He won't even know, but when they start drawing, it'll activate. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for this word and this wisdom that you'll have for these three that'll come along in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you and we bless you for it. Continue to have your way in his life in the mighty name of Jesus and reward him with long life. We decree long life in the mighty name of Jesus, long life. And we praise you and bless you for all that you're doing and how you're doing it in his life and the other fathers, Abba, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. I really appreciate your diligence. I appreciate the prayers. Amen. Again, thank everyone for again tuning in. We want to thank our caller. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding their morning intercessory prayer, praise, and worship. We will reconvene again or see you again next week, same time, Saturdays at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. 4 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. Leave any prayer requests. You can post them or you can inbox them if you need privacy with that prayer request, and engage the ministry. And just kind of keep in touch and engage the ministry and keep in contact and see what you're doing as well. And pray for us as we pray for you. And we will see you next week. I want to thank my co-host again, Deaconess Angela Campbell. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Thank you.
Okay. Everyone have an amazing weekend, and remember, you are favored and blessed of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
But if you see the word of the Lord, I will ask you to be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church sing. Let the church sing. deliverance.